Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Separate me and them in the name of Jesus. Paul said, henceforth, let no man trouble me, because I bear on my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we take this song, I want you to say, Jesus, brand me.
Brand me.
Mark me to as your own.
Fi oya so mi didi ti re.
Forward call me, oh.
Touch me, Father.
Forward call me, oh. Tell it to the Lord. You know where you were coming from. You know how you have been living before this meeting. Tell God. Mark me too. Brand me too. Let it be possible for the devil to touch me again. Those things I used to like, let it be impossible for them to touch me again. All those things I used to love, let it be impossible for them to touch me again. Touch me, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name. If I was asking you to pray for breakthrough, you know how you are going to pray. I'm talking of something that has to do with that it's possible that you will lose your salvation. Let's open our Bibles very quickly before we pray again. So Hebrews chapter 12. Somebody should read very fast verse 1 and 2. Persistence, the race set before us. Okay, go on.
Nítorí náà bí a ti di àwọ̀sán mọ̀ tí ó kó tó báyìí fún àwọn ẹlẹ́rìí yíwa ká, ẹ̀jẹ̀ kí a gba ohun ìdíwọ́ gbogbo tì sápá kan àti ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tí ó rọrùn láti dìmọ́ wa, kí a sì máa fi sùúrù súré eje tí a gbé ka iwájú wa, ke ama wo Jesu olupilese ati alase pe igbagbo wa eni nitori ayo ti agbe ka iwaju re ti o farada agbelebu laika ituju si ti o si joko le owo otun ite Olorun.
God is saying,
Olorun so wiwe,
it is possible that there can be people here,
o se se ki ari awon eniyan nibi,
who on the day he comes to judge us,
ti yo se se pe ojo ti o wa da wa lejo,
all he will say to you,
ohun ti o so fun wa ni wipe,
is depart from me you cursed,
kuro ni odo mi eni pe,
go into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
Lo sinu ina ajelaye ti a ti pese
fun, he saying that it is possible.
O ni o se se,
you don't know what the devil has planned for you.
Oh ma ohun ti Satan le tin la kale fun o.
But God who knows all things is speaking to you now in prophecy.
Ṣugbọn Olorun so aso tele fun eni to mo gbogbo.
We say you should pray.
Ani ko gbadura,
you are praying as if you are strolling.
O gbadura bi pe o kan rin gbere
gbere ka bi. I'm talking of something that can be between salvation and destruction.
O so ni pa ohun to wa laarin igbala, o to le mu ki igbala tabi iparun ko sele si o.
You are taking it easy.
O kan gba ni pelu owo irorun be.
I hope you will pray in Jesus name.
Mo ro pe o gbadura ni oruko Jesu.
Sort it out in my life once and for all. Sort it out in my life once and for all. Sort it out in my life once and for all. Once and for all, sort it out. Sort it out once and for all. Once and for all, sort it out. Lord, once and for all, sort it out. In Jesus' name, God is saying,
Olorun so wi pe,
there are people here,
awon kan wa lewi,
there are issues you know you need to break this night,
awon oro kan wa to je pe o gbodo doju ko ni asale,
if you will not break them,
there
are things that you have done, there are things that you have put your hand into, if you don't break it tonight, just as Judas, that was the last night for mercy for him,
this
is what the word of God is saying, it will be the last night for you too. What is it that you have touched? What is it that you are touching? What is it that you are inside? That you know and God knows. Or that you need to talk to God specially about it. That you need to talk to God specially about it tonight. God, I am not led to ask you to come out. God did not tell me that you should come out. He's only saying he wants to hear it from your mouth. The word of God says, if we confess
and forsake our sins.
He
is faithful and just to forgive us. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Jesus says, sorry, the word of God says, he that covers his sins, he will not prosper. He that covers his sins, he will not prosper. But he that confesses and forsakes them, he will obtain mercy. He will obtain mercy. He will obtain mercy.
Owo ina ti o mu mi duro
ba ba owo ko mi yo ba
owo ile owo agbara to ni chesu
ba ba owo ko mi yo ba
owo ko mi ba
owo ko mi ba ba owo ko mi yo ba
owo ko mi ba owo ko mi
ba ba
God is not looking for the death of a sinner. God is not looking for the death of a sinner. He's only asking that we should repent. And that we should return. If we return, He will have mercy. Please tell Him tonight, Lord, I'm returning. Lord, I'm returning. What about those other ones that you are hiding?
I want to touch you, Papa, and that when you recall.
He wants everything.
Oh, barely, Bobora.
Confess it all.
There was Bobora.
It's only God you are talking to. Don't be ashamed.
Allah, my Lord, Master, my teacher, the one.
It's only God you are talking to. Don't be ashamed.
Allah, my Lord, Master, my teacher,
the one. Open up before Him. Keep yourself naked before Him. He's not embarrassing you. He didn't say you should come out. On that day too, He did not call Judas out. That's how He's not calling you out too. But why are you trying to keep some other ones at the back? He's saying, bring out everything. Let Him deal with them for you tonight. In the name of
Jesus.
I want you to drop even all those weights.
Weights
are not sins. Weights are not sins. But they lead to sin. Oversleeping. Lack of patience.
I need to do.
All of them, all those things that are weights. Entertainment. Watching TV for 6 hours, 8 hours. Things are weakening your spiritual life. They are not sinful, but they will lead you to sin. He is saying, bring them to. Bring them, let me burn them together. I want to burn all of them. All those refuse, bring them. Let me destroy them for you. Once you have destroyed what connects you with those evil spirits, once you have no load that belongs to them, they can't be waiting for you. Because even when you now go out now, God has destroyed it. They have no hold, they have no claim in your life again. So bring it all out. In the name of Jesus. Is your own pride? Your own, is it pride? Will you not drop it now? So that when you go outside, the spirit of pride will not say, oh yeah, let us go. What is the thing that has been causing confusion between you and God? Are you not going to talk to Jesus tonight? Would you let God violently push you forward? Will this night pass you by again? Talk to Jesus.
Baba,
in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Brethren, I want us all to kneel before God. When somebody wants to come and beg, I don't think he stands up. I want us to all kneel down. We two that we are preaching to you, we will join you, we will kneel down. I want us to intercede and beg God to forgive us for all our shortcomings. There are some of us here. They need all of us to intercede for them. I don't know why God is speaking like this. But that is what God is saying. That we need to intercede. And it's not even just for those people that are here. Several servants of God that God has called in truth.
For
they have missed it and they are covering it. Many of them, the work of God in their hand, it has spoiled. God is saying we should intercede.
And
beg God. If somebody is still alive, there can still be hope.
But
what is happening here tonight? That all over the world, as many of our brothers and sisters that needs the mercy of God, that God will please in his infinite mercy, he will look again, not even to our kneeling down, but he will look at the sacrifice of Jesus, and once again he will have mercy on us. Let's begin to pray in Jesus'
name.
Thank you. The master is walking around this place tonight. He's walking through our midst tonight. It could be that if he hears your own beg, if he hears your own plea, maybe he will forgive all of us. All of us all over the world. And those of us particularly who are here, who have gone so far into sin, please beg him. The Lord is here tonight. God is saying. This is what God is saying. If you will cry out sincerely tonight, I will forgive everything. I will blot out everything. I will restore your past. I will redeem your past. I will make you new again. Even the years that the canker worm has eaten, I will restore to you in a double
fold.
But I need you to be sincere. I need you to be truthful. Don't hide from me tonight. Don't hide from me tonight. If you confess everything, I am faithful. I am just to forgive. Of God. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light,
ṣùgbọ́n tí a bá rìn nínú ìmọ́lẹ̀.
As he is in the light.
Bí òun ti jẹ́ ìmọ́lẹ̀.
We have fellowship one with another.
A ní ìbáṣepọ̀ pẹ̀lú ara kan àbí olúkúlùkù wa.
And the blood of Jesus Christ his son.
Àti ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù ọmọ rẹ̀.
Cleanseth us from all sin.
Ohun ẹ̀wà nù kúrò ní gbogbo ẹ̀sìn.
If we say we have no sin.
Tí a bá sọ pé àwa kò ní ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kan.
We deceive ourselves.
A tan ara wa jẹ.
And the truth is not in us.
Òtítọ́ kan kò sí sínú wa.
If we confess our sins.
Tí a bá jẹ́wọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wa.
He is faithful and just.
Olódodo ni àti olóòótọ́.
To forgive us our sins.
Láti dárí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wa jù wá.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Àti wẹ̀ wá mọ́ kúrò nínú gbogbo àìṣòdodo.
Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Nítorí náà, Bàbá ní orúkọ Jésù.
Because we have not hidden anything from you tonight.
Nítorí àfihàn kún pamọ́ fún ọ ní òru yìí.
Because we have come just as we are.
A sì wá bí a ti rí.
Lord, you say if we come as we are.
Olúwa ó sọ pé tí a bá wá bí a ti rí.
You say you freely forgive us.
Ọlọ́run ó sọ pé ó dáríjì wá.
That's why we have come the way we are.
Èrèdí la fi wá bí a ti rí.
We didn't hide anything from you.
Àfi ogún pamọ́ fún ọ.
All those things that we have done that even we ourselves we are ashamed to admit to ourselves.
Gbogbo ohun tí a ti ṣe tó jẹ́ pé ìtìjúbọ̀ wá gan pàápàá láti sọ fún ara wa.
We are opening them before you now.
A tún wọn síwájú rẹ báyìí.
And we are saying.
A sì ń sọ wípé.
Please forgive us.
Ọlọ́run jọ̀wọ́ dáríjì wá.
Look at what Jesus has done for us.
Wo ohun tí Jésù ti ṣe fún wa.
After all.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé.
It is not a man to know his own way.
Kì í ṣe ènìyàn ní òmù ọ̀nà ti ara rẹ̀.
A human being cannot order his own steps.
Ènìyàn ò lè darí ẹsẹ̀ ara rẹ̀ o.
Therefore, Lord.
Ọlọ́run nítorí èdí èyí.
Look at the substitutionary work of Jesus.
Wo iṣẹ́ àgbélé ìbúrú tí Jésù ṣe fún wa o.
And forgive us today in the name of Jesus.
Dáríjì wá ní orúkọ Jésù lónìí.
What you have delivered us from today.
Ohun tí o ti gbà wá kúrò nínú rẹ̀
lónìí. Help us not to become entangled again in Jesus' name.
Ọlọ́run má tún jẹ́ ká di ẹni tí ó ń tìrọ̀ mọ́ ọmọ ní
orúkọ Jésù. As the word of God says in the book of Galatians.
Bí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ti sọ nínú ìwé Galatia.
That in this freedom Christ has made us free.
Pé nínú òmìnira yìí Jésù ti sọ wá di òmìnira.
Let us not become entangled again in the yoke of bondage.
Ẹ má jẹ́ ká tún rọ̀ mọ́ gbogbo àjàgà ìgbèkùn mọ́.
Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Torí náà, Bàbá ní orúkọ Jésù.
Grace to abide in this liberty.
Oore ọ̀fẹ́ láti gbé nínú òmìnira yìí.
The liberty to live above sin.
Òmìnira láti gbé ga ju ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ lọ.
The liberty to live a holy life.
Òmìnira láti gbé ayé ìwà mímọ́.
The liberty to follow Jesus step by step by step.
Láti tẹ̀lé Jésù láti ìpele kan dé ìpele
mìíràn. Let it come upon every soul in the name of Jesus.
Ẹ kú wá sórí gbogbo ọkàn olúkúlùkù ní orúkọ Jésù.
As you have washed us.
Bí o ti wẹ̀ wá nù.
And as you are drying us.
O sì ti sàn wá gbẹ.
Father, restore us.
Ọlọ́run dá wa padà.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
We appreciate you, Father.
Ayin yín bàbá.
Everything that has happened tonight, it is you.
Gbogbo ohun tí ẹ ti ṣe ní òru ẹ̀yin màlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
We carry all the glory and give it to you.
A fi gbogbo ògbó ọlá adá padà sí ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ.
Thank you for our lives.
Ẹ ṣe fún ayé wa.
Because. You have not set us apart for destruction.
Nítorí pé ẹ̀dá wa sí apá kan fún ìparun.
If not, you will not have warned us tonight.
Tó bá jẹ́ kò jẹ́ bẹ́ ẹ̀ bá má kìlọ̀ fún wa lóru yìí.
Thank you, Father.
Ẹ ṣe bàbá.
In Jesus' most precious name.
Ní orúkọ Jésù ni àgbàdúrà.
Amen. Please let us be seated.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó.
We'll just look at the second aspect. I'm trusting God that it will not take as much time as the first session took.
A kàn wo oyè lórí kíní. Mo ń gba Ọlọ́run gbọ́ pé a ní lórú àkókò tá a kọ́kọ́ lò lórí ìkíní.
Remember, we are still talking about the dangers.
Ẹ rántí pé a ti ń sọ̀rọ̀ lórí àwọn ewu.
That can occur when the night is far spent.
Tí ó lè wo wá nígbà tí òru bú tán.
I am trusting God.
Mo ń gba Ọlọ́run gbọ́.
In this particular session.
Nísàá yìí.
To just reveal to our hearts.
Pé yóò kàn ṣàfihàn rẹ̀ nínú ọkọ̀ wa.
How dangerous it is.
Yóò ti léwu tó.
When a man eats at the table of the Lord.
Tí ènìyàn bá jẹ ní tábìlì Olúwa.
And he falls away.
Ó sì padà sẹ́yìn.
The reason is.
Èrèdí rẹ̀ ni wípé.
So that we will be afraid.
Kí ẹ̀rù ba lè bà wá.
And not be bold enough.
Kí a má ba ní ìgboyà nínú.
To go to that point and do those things.
Láti padà sínú ohun yẹn láti tún ṣe wọ́n.
Please, do you understand? what I'm trying to do now.
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí ohun tí mo fẹ́ ṣe báyìí?
Yes, we are restored.
Lóòótọ́ a ti dá wa padà.
When we finish this one.
Tí a bá parí èyí.
I'm not seeing God trying to humble us again.
Mi ò wo pé Ọlọ́run tún fẹ́ wá rẹ̀ wá sílẹ̀ mọ́.
No, he wants to just give us understanding.
Ó fẹ́ fi òye fún wa báyìí.
So that even when you leave this place.
Tó jẹ́ pé tó bá wá fi ibí yìí sílẹ̀.
You will know how to be able to walk with God.
Ó mọ bí o ti lè rìn pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
In humility and with fear and trembling.
Nínú ẹ̀rù àti ìwárìrì.
You will know how to work out your own salvation.
Ó mọ bí o ti ṣiṣẹ́ ìgbàlà rẹ.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
And by the time we are wrapping it all up tomorrow morning.
Bí a sì ti ń ṣe àkójọpọ̀ rẹ̀ ní àárọ̀.
We are going to be teaching you briefly.
A ó máa kọ́ wa díẹ̀.
How to cultivate and maintain this fire. This divine presence that you now have.
Bí a ti lè tọ́jú àti lè múlò iná láti ọ̀run tí ó ní báyìí.
And while we are praying.
Bí a sì ti ń gbàdúrà.
The Lord laid it upon our hearts.
Ọlọ́run fi sínú ọkàn wa pé.
To tell you.
Láti sọ fún ọ pé.
If what happened to you.
Tí ohun tó bá ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ yìí.
Even though God has forgiven you.
Ọlọ́run ti dáríjì ọ o.
But you know that you need counseling.
Ṣùgbọ́n o nílò ìtọ́ni.
Because some of us.
Torí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa.
Some of these things that God has forgiven you about.
Àwọn ohun èyí tí Ọlọ́run ti dáríjì ọ nítorí rẹ̀.
You need the wisdom of God to extricate yourself.
O nílò ìmọ̀ Ọlọ́run láti yọ ara rẹ kúrò.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí?
Please, if you are that kind of person here.
Tó bá jẹ́ rẹ ni bẹ́ẹ̀ níbí yìí.
When the meeting ends.
Tí a bá ti parí ìpàdé yìí.
Either tonight.
Ní òru yìí.
Or when we finish tomorrow.
Tàbí lóòrọ̀.
Please wait behind.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dúró.
So that servants of God can attend to you.
Kí àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run kan bá lè wá bá wa.
The Lord will bless us and help us in the name of Jesus.
Ọlọ́run yóò bùkún wa yóò sì ràn wá lọ́wọ́ ní orúkọ Jésù.
He will uphold us to the very end in the name of Jesus.
Yóò dì wá mú títí di òpin ní orúkọ Jésù.
Will not be guilty, I will not be left behind.
A ò ní jẹ̀bi, a ò sì ní fi wá sẹ́yìn.
In Jesus' most precious name.
Orúkọ Jésù ni a gbàdúrà.
We are going to be looking at some scriptures in the book of Hebrews.
A máa wòye àwọn ẹsẹ̀ kan ní Bíbélì níwèé Hebrews.
On the dangers.
Lórí àwọn ewu.
That can occur.
Tí ó lè jẹyọ.
When the night is past spent.
Tí òru bá bú kọjá tán.
Remember that the word of God.
Ẹran ti pé ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Says that Judas immediately received that morsel.
Ó sọ wípé nígbà tí Judas gba àkàrà náà, ìṣù àkàrà náà.
Immediately Satan entered into him.
Lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀ Sàtánì wọ inú rẹ̀.
And he went out.
Ó sì jáde.
And it was night.
Òru sì dé.
I congratulate you that you didn't go out like this.
Mo bá ọyọ̀ wípé o mà lọ báyìí.
I'm happy that you said Lord.
Inú mi dùn pé o sọ pé Olúwa.
I'm not saying am I the person.
Mi ò sọ pé ṣé mi lẹni náà o.
I'm saying I'm the person.
Mo sọ pé mi lẹni náà.
And I thank God for the work of restoration he has done in the name of Jesus.
Mo sì dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run fún iṣẹ́ ìmúpadàbọ̀ sípò tó ti ṣe.
So let us begin our studies.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ ẹ̀kọ́ wa yìí.
At this particular time.
Ní sáà yìí.
From Hebrews chapter 6.
Hebrew ori kefa.
Please, I hope you are not tired.
Mo gbagbọ pe ko ti rẹ wa.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 6.
Hebrew ori kefa.
We are going to read from verse 4 to verse 8.
Ese kerin titi de ese kejo.
And we are going to begin to take our explanations from there.
Awo ma salaye ni ibe.
Amen.
Amen.
If I want someone to read for me from KJV. From King James.
Láti inú ẹ̀dá Bíbélì àwọn ọba Jákọ́bù.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Torí àwọn tí a ti là lójú lẹ́ẹ̀kan tí wọ́n sì ti tọ́ ẹ̀bùn Ọlọ́run wò tí wọ́n sì ti di alábàápín ẹ̀mí mímọ́ tí wọ́n sì ti tọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ rere Ọlọ́run wò àti agbára ayé tí ń bọ̀ tí wọ́n sì ti ṣubú kúrò kò lè ṣe iṣẹ́. láti àbí láti sọ wọ́n di ọ̀tún tí ìrònú pìwàdà nítorí wọ́n tún kan ọmọ ọlọ́run mọ́ àgbélébù tí ara wọn ní ọ̀tún wọ́n sì dójú ti gbangba nítorí ilẹ̀ tí ó fi omi òjò tí ń rọ̀ sórí rẹ̀ ní nígbà gbogbo mú tí ó sì wo ewébẹ̀ tí ó dára fún àwọn tí a ti torí wọn ro pẹ̀lú gba ìbùkún lọ́wọ́ ọlọ́run ṣùgbọ́n èyí tí ó ń wo ẹ̀gún àti òṣùṣú a kọ́ kò sì jiná sí egun òpin èyí tí yóò jẹ́ fún ìdóná.
This will not be spoken concerning us in the name of Jesus.
A ò ní sọ èyí nípa wa ní orúkọ Jésù.
But so that it will not be spoken against us.
Kí a má ba sọ nípa wa ní orúkọ Jésù.
That's why God is warning us about them now.
Èrèdí Ọlọ́run fi ń kìlọ̀ fún wa nítorí wọn nísìnyí.
So that we will not become so bold chested.
Kí ìgboyà má ba wá rọ̀ wá lọ́rùn tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́.
And do all these things.
A ó máa sọ wọ̀nyí.
And think we can still come back.
Mo rò ó pé a lè tún padà wá.
The Lord will help us in Jesus'
name. Ọlọ́run yóò ràn wá lọ́wọ́ ní orúkọ Jésù.
I'm using Amplified Bible to explain this scripture.
Mo ń lo ẹ̀dà Bíbélì aláṣọtán láti ṣàlàyé ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
It says, for it is impossible to restore and bring again to repentance.
Ó ní kò ṣeé ṣe kí a dá padà àti láti mú padà sí ìrònú pìwàdà.
Those who have been once for all enlightened.
Àwọn tí a ti là lójú tán.
Who have consciously tasted the heavenly gift.
Tí wọ́n ti tọ́wò àwọn ẹ̀bùn látọ̀run.
And have become sharers of the Holy Spirit.
Tí wọ́n ti ṣe alábàápín ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
And have felt how good the word of God is.
Wọ́n sì ti mọ ẹ̀rí bí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ṣe dára tó.
And the mighty powers of the age and the world to come.
Àti àwọn agbára ayé àti ìgbà tí ń bọ̀.
If they then deviate from the faith and turn away from their allegiance.
Wọ́n bá sì yí padà kúrò nínú ìgbàgbọ́ àti ìjẹ́rìí wọn.
It is impossible to bring them back to repentance.
Kò ṣeé ṣe ká mú wọn padà bọ̀ sínú ìrònú padà.
For because while as long as they nail upon the cross the Son of God afresh.
Nítorí ní ìgbà gbogbo tí wọ́n bá ń kan ọmọ Ọlọ́run mọ́ àgbélé ìbú lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
As far as they are concerned.
Bí ó ti jẹ́ nípa tí wọ́n.
And are holding him up to contempt and shame and public disgrace.
Tí wọ́n sì ń fi ìtìjú gbangba bọ̀.
For the soil which has drunk the rain that repeatedly falls upon it.
Nítorí ilẹ̀ tó ti mú òjò tí ń rọ̀ ní ìgbà gbogbo lórí rẹ̀.
And produces vegetation useful to those for whose benefit it is cultivated.
Tí ó sì mú ewébẹ̀ tí àwọn tí a pè wọ́n nítorí rẹ̀ fún ìbùkún Ọlọ́run.
Partakes from the blessing of God.
Wọ́n ní ìbùkún Ọlọ́run.
But if the same soil.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí ilẹ̀ yìí.
Persistently bears thorns and thistles.
Tí ó bá ń wo ẹ̀gún àti òṣùṣú.
It is considered worthless.
A sọ di ohun tí ò ní ìwọ̀ tí ò ní ọ̀wọ̀.
And near to being cursed.
A sì ti múra rẹ̀ tán láti kégun fún.
Whose end is to be burned.
Àwọn tí òpin wọn jẹ́ fún ìjóná.
Amen. He says it is impossible to bring back to repentance.
A ò lè mú padà bọ̀ sí ìrònú pìwàdà.
Those who have been once enlightened.
Àwọn tí a ti là lójú.
I need to say first of all to us.
Mo fẹ́ sọ fún wa báyìí.
That the first class, you know, that the different or the five classes that God mentioned here.
Bí ìpín márùn-ún tí Ọlọ́run dárúkọ ní ibẹ̀.
They are not things that can happen to an unbeliever.
Wọ́n ń ṣe ohun tí ó lè ṣẹlẹ̀ sí aláìgbàgbọ́.
Am I making sense?
Ǹjẹ́ mò ń sọ̀rọ̀ tó
ń bèrè wá. An unbeliever has not yet been enlightened.
Àwọn aláìgbàgbọ́ wọn ti là wọ́n lójú ti ẹ̀mí.
Because the Bible even says about them in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4.
Nítorí Bíbélì sọ nípa wọn ní Kọ́rìntì kejì orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin.
That who the God of this world has blinded their minds so that they will not see the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Pé àwọn tí Ọlọ́run ayé yìí ti fọ́ ojú wọn kí wọ́n bàbá rí ìyìnrere tó tinú Jésù.
So when God is talking about being once enlightened.
Tí Jésù bá ń sọ nípa ìlàlójú ìgbà kan rí.
He's not even talking about somebody that just came out for altar call.
Kò sọ nípa àwọn tó ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ di alábàápín ìgbàgbọ́ tí wọ́n wá síbi pẹpẹ láti wá jẹ́wọ́.
Instead he's talking about you and me.
Ó ń sọ nípa èmi àti ìwọ.
Who know.
Tí a mọ̀.
By conviction deep in our own spirits.
Nínú ìjẹ́wọ́ ọkàn.
that the only way to salvation is Jesus Christ. Do you understand? When we turn from that allegiance, and we now start looking for other ways of salvation, what did the word of God say? You can't come back. Because the only thing that can save you, you have rejected it that you don't want it. Do we understand now? Now, these five things are the things that happened to Judas. He was once enlightened. He knew that, see, this man has power. He knew Jesus was not like Pharisees or Sadducees. He knows there's nobody like Jesus. I'm asking you. Don't you too know that there's nobody like Jesus? Because I know you know that there's nobody like Jesus. So if you now start taking Jesus as if he's a common person, and you now start treating the work that he has come to do as if that he has come to do as if it's a common thing. Please, what did the Lord say? You can't come back in. So, number one, we know that since I have been enlightened, not that somebody told me that Jesus is the Savior. If you are here, and it's not because somebody told you that Jesus is the Savior, you may not be able to explain it. But inside your spirit, you know that there is no other way to salvation except Jesus. Put up your hand. You don't understand. Or you didn't hear me well. I'm saying that you know that Jesus is the only way to salvation. It's not because somebody preached to you. You know it inside you. I want you to put up your hands. You see that it's all of us. Abi? So when we now start treating lightly what he has done, when we now start attempting to lay other foundations after we are enlightened, the word of God says that for that kind of thing there is no return. Do you know that Judas was once a preacher? In Matthew 10, he was one of the apostles that Jesus sent out to go and be preaching the kingdom of God and to be healing those who had sickness and to be casting out devils. So how come that same man now became somebody who later betrayed Jesus? It is because, number one, even though he was once enlightened, he took lightly what Jesus had done. The Lord grant us understanding in Jesus. You know, I told us I don't want to take much so that you can go and rest. The second one, he says, who has tasted of the heavenly gift? Who has tasted of the heavenly gift? This one is talking about the benefits of salvation or redemption. Because in several places the Bible refers to salvation as a gift. So when you have tasted genuine salvation, I'm not saying that somebody was preaching and he was saying that if you want to prosper or something, you can't prosper except you are born again. So because you want to be born again, you now came out. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking of salvation that you knew that, you know, you got to that point in your life where you knew that I am a sinner and Jesus is the only one that can save me from my sins. And as he saved you from your sins, you felt the joy of salvation.
mo n so nipa igbala wepe o mo wepe Jesus nikan lo le gba o la kuro ninu ese re ngba to ti se tan o ni ayo igbala ninu re.
When you now go back
to ba wa pada seyin
and you are now looking for another thing that will make you feel somehow,
o wa bere si wa won kan ti o tun mu o ni iriri kan to yato.
Christians go to all manner of meetings today.
Tori pe awa Christiani ipade ta ma nlo orisirisi ni loni.
I showed you that place in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 9 yesterday about another spirit, another gospel and another Jesus.
Mo fi won Corinthians keji ori kokola ese kesan nipa awon eko odi awon eko titun emi titun ati inyere titun.
Men are receiving all manner of spirits today that is not the Holy Spirit.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí oríṣiríṣi ni àwọn ènìyàn gbà lẹ́nu tí kì í ṣẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run.
The type of spirit that will be making you back like a dog, is that the Holy Spirit?
Àwọn ẹ̀mí tí ó máa mú ọgbó bí ajá ń ṣẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run rèé.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The type of spirit that whatever pastor say, that is what God is saying. Whatever he's saying, that's what is correct. Is that the spirit of God?
Àwọn ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run tó jẹ́ pé ohun tí àlùfáà bá ti sọ òun ni òótọ́, ohun tó bá ti sọ ó gbọ́dọ̀ gbà ni
ṣẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run rèé. Out now, come and hold my leg with 1,000 naira notes, and you will say it is God that is speaking. Is that the spirit of God? So when we have tasted of the heavenly gifts, when we have tasted the joy of salvation, and because something is not happening to you, your Christian life is not going the way it's going, you now went to one select pastor to now pray for you. They now pray for you and they now lay down on you and did something to you. You can't come back home.
Wípé nǹkan wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń ṣẹlẹ̀, ìdààmú kan dé bá wa bẹ̀rẹ̀ lọ sí ń bá àwọn àlùfáà ṣẹlẹ̀, wọ́n wá ṣe nǹkan kan lórí rẹ nítorí kí ayé rẹ bá lè la ó lè padà wá mọ́ o.
They now ask you to now light some candle and stand in the middle, say holy jawara 20 times, you can't come back o.
Wọ́n ní kó o wá tan àbẹ́là kó o fi yíká ayé rẹ àbí ara rẹ wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń pariwo holy jawara lẹ́ẹ̀mẹ́ ogún lé kan ó lè padà.
If despite what God has done for you,
to ba je ohun ti Olorun ti se fun,
if after you have tasted of the joy of salvation,
to ba ti to ayo igbalawo tan,
they are still bringing some incision from your village and they are still doing incision on you.
Won si mu gbere wa lati ilu yin o si tin gba gbere.
You cannot come back.
Oh, le pada.
Please, are you getting what I'm talking about? You cannot hold anything with Jesus.
Oh, le di ohun kan
kan. You will have to hold one.
O gbọdọ eyan kan pere lo le dimu.
It is only one that you have to hold.
Eyan kan pere lo le dimu.
Maybe one at one point or the other, tribulation happened to you or something happened to you and you couldn't wait for Jesus, and yet you have tasted the joy of salvation. Then somebody said that there's one baba around somewhere in Ijebu Igbo. You now went there and it was even back that you used to enter.
Torí pé àwọn ìlàkọjá kan dé bá ọ ìgbòdojú kan ó ní, wọ́n wá sọ fún ọ pé bàbá aláwo kan wà ní ìjẹ́bú gbó tó jẹ́ pé ẹ̀yìn kan pàápàá ló fi rìn wọlé.
You can't come back.
O lè padà.
Please, do we understand these things now?
Ǹjẹ́ oúnjẹ wa bí?
It is solemn, it is serious.
Àwọn ohun yìí ohun jẹ́jẹ́ ni ó sì ṣe pàtàkì gan.
You know, if God has not started talking to you about deep things,
ṣé Ọlọ́run bá ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń sọ ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ fún wa?
Even if you stumble into some of these things, he will overlook it for you.
Tí o bá ti ẹ̀ṣubú lu àwọn kinní yìí, yóò kàn fojú fo dá fún ọ ni.
Then he will restore you.
Ìgbà yóò sì wá dá ọ padà.
But if you have been enlightened,
ṣùgbọ́n tí a bá ti là olójú rí,
you have known that there is no other power but the power of Jesus.
O ti mọ̀ pé kò sí agbára mìíràn
ju agbára Jésù lọ. If you have tasted of the heavenly gift,
o sì ti tọ́ ẹ̀bùn ọ̀run wò.
You know, I'm talking about the gift of salvation.
Mo ń sọ nípa ẹ̀bùn ìgbàlà.
You can remember what happened to you on the day Jesus saved your soul.
O lè rántí ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ nígbà tí Jésù gbé ọkàn rẹ là.
And you are still a customer in a babalawo's house.
O sì jẹ́ alábàárà pẹ̀lú babalawo
kan. You will not come back inside.
O lè padà o.
The third one.
Ẹlẹ́ẹ̀kẹta.
The Bible says, and you have become a partaker with the Holy Spirit.
O sì ti jẹ́ alábàápín pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run.
You have become a partaker with the Holy Spirit.
Alábàápín pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run.
That means that you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
A ti tẹ ọ bọmi nínú ẹ̀mí.
And now you are walking with the Holy Spirit.
O wa rin pẹlu ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run.
You are learning constantly to walk with him.
O n kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ láti bá rin ní
ìgbà wo. If at that point,
ni tó bá jẹ́ ní sàyàn àbí ní ìgbà yẹn,
you are now allowing the influence of another spirit into your life. Spirits of this world.
Spirits
of covetousness.
I'm
not talking about when you are a carnal Christian. I'm not talking about when you are a baby Christian. I'm not talking about a Christian that you know you are just trying to even find your feet. I'm saying if you are here, but you have received the Holy Spirit, and you know constantly day by day is leading you and is guiding you. Maybe something happened to you, you know, there was a problem, you know, you had one challenge, and you now go to expose yourself to spiritism. You start exposing yourself to seducing spirits. You start exposing yourself to occultic spirits. Maybe what you are even looking for is power, anointing, so that when you are laying on people, they should fall down, and you expose yourself to wrong spirits.
And yet,
you have been a partaker of the Holy Spirit. You have seen the Holy Spirit walk. When you get to a place, like how we are doing meeting here now, if the Holy Spirit is the one that is at work, you will just connect. When you are a person like that, and because you are looking for anointing, you went to collect anointing oil from Babalawo, you went to expose yourself to a wrong spirit, the Spirit of God is saying, you can't come back inside. Please, do we understand it now? The next one. He says that, and you have tasted of the good of the word of God. You have tasted of the good of the word of God. That is, you have become a Christian. That your Bible speaks to you. That your Bible speaks to you. You have seen the power that is in the Bible to change lives. Something now happened to you. Maybe because you needed money. Or you had a need, you know, one thing or the other. And you have tasted of the good of the word of God. Then you start to twist the word of God. There's no coming back for you. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? You know there's a difference between a Christian that doesn't understand what the Bible is saying, and the one that understands it but deliberately twists the meaning. I'm sure you know that they are not the same. Please, do you know they are not the same? They are not the same. If somebody doesn't understand something, then out of lack of understanding, he is using that to act. God will just show him that what you are doing is wrong. And he can come back. But when somebody has tasted of the good of the word of God, and maybe he needs money or one thing or the other, then small small he starts to twist the word of God. He starts to use the word of God to lead people astray. A time is coming for a person like that, he will not be able to come back again. The fifth one there, you know, because I said I don't want to waste our time, and there are about two or three other scriptures there in Hebrews that I want us to look at. It says, and he has tasted of the power of the world to come. This particular one affect more
O man
it affects more
awon, o man wa lori awon,
those of us that are ministers.
Awa to je pe iranse Olorun ni wa.
We saw how God moved in his power in this place.
A ti ri bi Olorun ti rin ninu agbara e nibi.
Let us now assume that one day we now want to just make sure that it's always happening like that, so that when crowd come, offering can be plenty, and we now start misbehaving, and we start looking for other forms of power, even though we have tasted of the powers of the world to come. A time is coming that person will not come back in again. I'm not saying that all these things, the first time somebody does it, they won't come back. I'm not saying that. No. It starts small, small. Until a man becomes hardened in his spirit. And he becomes so bold. And his conscience deadened. Then he will not be able to come back again. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 2, from verse 1 to 3, that's the next one we're looking at very quickly. Hebrews 2,
1
to
3.
Amen.
Sorry now. O ye ti awa iba ma fi iye gidigidi si ohun won ni ti awa ti gbo ki a ma ba gba wa lo kuro ninu won ni igba kan nitori bi oro ti a ti enu awon angeli so ba duro sisi ati ti olukuluku re koja ati aigboran ti igba esan ti o to awa ti awa o ti se la pe awa ba ko pe awa ba ko aba bi awa ko ba nla ni iru igba la nla yi ti ati ti ko bere ti so lati odo Oluwa ti a si fi mule fun wa lati odo awon eni ti o gbo.
Amen.
Amen.
Another danger that can occur,
wahala abi ewu to tun le sele,
and you know, in this night season when the night is far spent,
nigba ti oro bu koja tan yi,
is that all the things that we have learned, if we don't hold them carefully, if we don't hold them seriously, we can drift away from them. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible is saying in verse 2 that if the message that came, you know, in the Old Testament received just punishment,
be a warrior to what you know, Maja Mulai, be a bab.
How shall we escape appropriate retribution? If we neglect and refuse to pay attention to such a great salvation that is now being offered to us, if we let it drift past us forever, this same salvation that it was Jesus himself that announced it first, and we know it is true, if we take
it lightly,
if we take it lightly, I am telling you,
there
is no escape.
There
is no escape. Remember, I told you that salvation is in threefold. Remember, that it's a threefold work of grace. We said the first one is justification. The second is sanctification. We said the third is glorification. If we allow this threefold work of grace to drift past us, we will be lost. We will not be lost in the name of Jesus. Please, very quickly, because I think I have like two more passages, then we will wrap up for tonight. Please let us go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse
26
to verse 31. Yes, to 31.
Kerin din logbon ti de ogbon o le kan.
Amen. Another danger is this. When we deliberately and willfully continue in sin, even when we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no forgiveness. Please, do we understand what I'm saying? When constantly, deliberately, we continue in sin, and the Holy Spirit saying, come back, and we refuse,
as we come,
a time is coming. He won't say anything again. And all that will be left for that kind of person is to be awaiting the judgment and vengeance of God. Get there in the name of Jesus. The final passage we are going to read is the same book of Hebrews. Chapter 12, verse 15 to verse 17, then verse 25. You know, even if I don't explain anything, it's clear. But briefly, let me just talk on root of bitterness. He said, make sure that nobody fails of the grace of God. And there's now a root of bitterness springing forth, by the which many other people will now be defiled. The issue is, if those who, when they were listening to God, who was speaking to them on earth, and when they refused, they were punished. How much more punishment do you think will be there if we refuse him who is speaking from heaven? The Lord will help our hearts in the name of Jesus. So these are the warnings for tonight. When we come back in the morning tomorrow to wrap up the whole meeting, we'll be talking about how to maintain your fire. I want us to stand up now so that we can pray, because we are bringing the meeting to a close now. Please, let's stand up to pray. I want us to talk to God. the Lord.
Pe Olorun.
Even as I go back to study these things and learn from them.
Mi mo tin lo pada lati ka awon oro yi ki si le keko labe won le kan si.
Teach me.
Come in.
To learn.
Lati ko
how to work out my salvation.
With
fear and trembling.
Pẹ̀lú ẹ̀rù àti ìwárìrì.
Let us pray in Jesus' name.
Ẹ jẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà ní orúkọ Jésù. Ẹ jẹ́ gbàdúrà.
Teach me how to walk in the fear of God.
Kọ́ mi bí wọ́n ti máa rìn nínú ẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run.
Teach me how to venerate God.
Kọ́ mi láti mọ tẹ̀lé àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ yìí.
Teach me how to be afraid of God.
Kí bí máa bẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run.
I saw a scripture today in the book of Psalms.
Mo rí ẹsẹ̀ kan nínú ìwé orin Dáfídì.
It says that as is his wrath.
Bí ó ti rí àninú ìbínú rẹ̀.
That is how he is to be feared.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ó yẹ ká ṣe bẹ̀rù rẹ̀.
As he is in his wrath.
Bí ó ti rí nínú ìbínú rẹ̀.
That's how he is to be feared.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ló yẹ ká ṣe bẹ̀rù rẹ̀.
I want you to talk to God.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a sọ fún Ọlọ́run.
You have restored me.
Ó ti dá mi padà báyìí.
How you are going to deliver me?
Bó ṣe gbà mí lẹ̀.
Daily so that I will not return back to my vomit.
Lójoojúmọ́ sí ìbíní padà sínú èébì mi.
That's what I'm begging that you should do for me.
Òun ni mò ń bẹ̀ pé kó ṣe fún mi báyìí.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Let's talk to him.
Ẹ jẹ́ a sọ fún Ọlọ́run.
Let us talk to the Lord.
Ẹ jẹ́ a bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
He is able to save and is able to help.
Ó lè ṣe ó sì lè ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
Even this time he can still help us.
Ní àkókò yìí ó sì lè ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
And he's here now even to help us.
Ó wà níbí láti ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
So let's talk to him.
Ẹ jẹ́ a bá sọ̀rọ̀.
In Jesus most precious name we are praying.
Ní orúkọ Jésù ni a gbàdúrà.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-833-8536
081-7455-8177 081-4099-1321 or visit our blogspot at
www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life